Time now, 8:33 on this Monday morning from FM 95.7 KQWC Webster City. And time for our Community Corner for a Monday. Well, coming up in 2 weeks, voters in Hamilton County, in addition to voting for their candidates of their choice, be it for president, for U.S. representative, or for supervisor, for that matter, there'll be a very special issue on the ballot that has a lot to do with the future of EMS here in Hamilton County. And for the next few minutes, we're going to learn more about that. My special guest today is Dwayne Hendrickson, who's with the Jewell Fire Department and promoting the vote for EMS here in Hamilton County. And Dwayne, good morning to you, sir.
It's a pleasure to be here, Pat.
Glad to have you here this morning. So this is the second time we're doing this for a vote for EMS.
Yes. The first time we had some hitches, a little glitch in our promotion of it. And the initial one was rescinded due to a little lack of public notice. So this time around, we got all our processes in order, and we passed a resolution a year ago, early spring, in January, that declared EMS an essential service, and that's the first step that we look at to proceed with forming an advisory commission and then promoting a levy to support EMS.
And of course, we had the vote back about 2 years ago. It failed, I believe, right?
Well, what happened 2 years ago, it never made the ballot. Okay. Because we didn't get to the point of getting the proper public notice. And we want to make sure that we have the public notice this time. So it didn't make the ballot last time. And being a mid-year election, we would have had less people voting anyway. This way, we got with a major election, we do have more people being able to voice their opinion on this matter. So we're going to proceed with that. And hopefully it's going to take 60% of the voters voting in this election to pass this measure. We're encouraging people not to skip over it, because skipping over it and voting neither yes or no is the same as no. So we need 60% voting yes, and we encourage everybody to at least vote on this issue. Vote your mind. Vote your opinion.
And that's on the back side of the balance, I believe, there, Dwayne, that they can vote for this issue?
Yes. We have two Iowa constitutional amendments that we're voting on, and two propositions. I think Webster City has a proposition in there, so the voters of Webster City have another option. And this will be Proposition A to support EMS.
Proposition A, so that vote coming up on November 5th. Now, Dwayne, what have you heard from people across Hamilton County for this vote on EMS?
Most of the people I come across with, which tend to be in the southern part of the county, are served by fire-based EMS, which means the ambulance comes out of the fire station. And most of those people are very supportive of this issue. In the municipal area, you have a hospital that has a very good service, and people feel that they are covered by that. But they do have a levy with your hospital levy. Part of that goes to their ambulance. So this measure will give them a bit of it, but it'll benefit more the six services that are fire-based EMS in other parts of Hamilton County, those being Ellsworth, Jewell, Stanhope, Stratford, Camrar, and Williams. So those are the ones that will benefit the most. Van Deese Medical Center will benefit as well, but not as much because they're already supported by tax funds.
Not only Hamilton County's involved in this, Dwayne, but there are other counties around the state, too. You and I were talking off air about 40, I believe, around the state.
Yes, there's. It's becoming a burgeoning effort to get this done. Once this Iowa code, the governor signed Senate File 422D, it opened up the pathway for a county to declare EMS an essential service and go on towards building support through a levy. Now, the reason for it is that law enforcement has a levy, fire has a levy, EMS never has had tax support. They're basically supported by the fees they charge to insurances. And with the way the insurance industry is going, primary care insurance, private insurance, doesn't pay 100% of the invoice that is sent. Medicare pays about half. Medicaid pays about 20%. And then you get a certain faction. Almost 20% of the bills that are sent out are basically just dropped, ignored. People move out of town. So the income that EMS depends on is diminishing. So to keep up with current medical conditions, we feel a levy is necessary to purchase patient care equipment, such as a cardiac monitor. The EMTs can rule out or identify cardiac problems before they get to a hospital. They can purchase, there are several organizations do not have a device called a Lucas device, which is a medical CPR, or excuse me, a mechanical CPR device, so that we get more efficient CPR process. It's better than physical CPR. There's other patient handling equipment that is needed. It'll help pay for tuition to get EMTs to go to school. It'll pay for continuing education time that EMTs need. They need 20 hours every 2 years, so it'll help pay for that. It'll even go toward salaries. Maybe we'll need some kind of administrative, part-time of course, but when some kind of administrative person to keep all the increasing amount of administration paperwork that needs to be accomplished. So it could go to a lot of things where the income from insurance is diminishing. We want to kind of keep these services active.
And that's the reason why we're going to the polls coming up on November 5th to vote for the future of EMS. Now, this is the funding for this, Dwayne, is that for 15 years, Dwayne?
15 years is a term. So okay. We request a certain level, and we try to be very modest in our request. We're requesting 30 cents per $1,000 valuation of all property in Hamilton County. And that's going to be for 15 years. And we'll revisit the issue probably after 15 years, see what kind of support there is. Because so far, I don't think anybody's had it in place long enough to know what the outcome is. But they're just requesting 30 cents. Fire has been at 60 cents for years. Law enforcement, I don't have that figure, but we don't want to step out of our bounds to help for support. So. Mm-hmm.
And the next time that would happen would be in the year 2039.
Yes. There.
Which, depending on whether you and I will be around at that time.
Well, Dwayne, yeah, but whether we'll be around, the services continue. But with this levy, at least we have support enough to keep everybody in a more uniform mm-hmm. standard of care throughout the county.
Mm-hmm. And Artie, you say there's been some favorable response to this.
I've come most everything. I'd say 99% of the response I get when people ask about it or mention it is favorable to this. They want to see EMS continue. They want to see it continue as it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's certainly the wish from the people of Hamilton County there, Dwayne, to pass this EMS vote on November 5th.
Yes, I mean, it'll keep the, like I say, the seven services that we have in the county, it'll keep them active. I mean, we depend on them because response times are just so much shorter than if we have to get somebody coming in from a long ways away. So you want the ambulance there as soon as you, very soon after you call, and that's what we have in Hamilton County. We're very fortunate.
And these are in all towns here in Hamilton County?
Yes.
You just ran off them, like, all nine towns?
Yes. Like I say, again, it's Ellsworth, Jewell, Stanhope, Stratford, Camrar, Williams, and of course Van Deys Hospital in Webster City. Average response time by the time they get to your door after you call 911 is less than 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. So once you get anybody further away, then you're going to have a longer time.
Does Blairsburg have one, two, their...
No, they have okay. Just a fire department. They're covered by Williams.
Okay, so that's the only town in Hamilton County that does not have
ambulance. Does not have an ambulance service.
Yeah, in Blairsburg. But maybe it'll happen someday, so...
Yeah, depending on... the number of volunteers they get, all the fire service or fire-based EMS we have in the county is volunteer services. We do not have any career medical people. So, mm-hmm.
Have you been giving talks around Hamilton County?
Well, we've done some for newsprint. We've done some what I call QA sessions. We've had them in several towns where mm-hmm. we get a point, and people can come and ask about it. If they have any questions about it, if they want to learn more about it, we have that question and answer period, and get people to show interest for it or find out about it. So
That's the purpose of what we're doing this morning, is talking more about this vote for EMS. Do you have like a maybe a Facebook page there, Dwayne, that people can learn more about this election?
I know most of the services, towns, I know Stanhope has a Facebook page.
Right.
Jewel, under Jewel Fire and Rescue, has a Facebook page where we promote it. Ellsworth has a Facebook page. I believe Stratford does as well. I'm not sure of Williams at this point, but each individual town, if you look for it, will have some kind of social media page that they can ask questions or look for answers.
Camera, do they have that too?
I don't think so at this point.
Okay. Okay. So, anyway, very important election coming up on November 5th to vote for EMS for an additional 30 cents.
30 cents per $1,000 valuation.
Mm-hmm. So please vote for that coming up on November 5th, about 2 weeks away.
Yes.
And anything else for the good of the cause there?
Just remember to vote yes for EMS.
Vote yes for EMS coming up on November 5th here around Hamilton County, and about 40 other counties around the state. They're doing the same thing, too, on this very important election. Before we go any further, congratulations on you're now the Secretary-Treasurer, I believe.
Secretary-Treasurer. I've actually been Secretary-Treasurer of that organization, the Iowa Fire Chiefs Association, since 2016. Yeah. So it's just on the board of directors there, and we affect statewide information. We're basically, that purpose of that is just to help any fire department with questions, administrative issues. Because sometimes volunteer fire chiefs get the job and don't know what they're doing or don't have a clue. This is a place they can ask for help.
Sure. So again, that's from Dwayne Hendrickson. But again, any more information, just let me contact you, or just go on to the Facebook pages of the towns around Hamilton County, Jewel, Ellsworth, and
Stanhope, Stratford.
Stanhope, Stratford, yeah.
This is, and ask questions there, even by messenger. Anyway, there are many ways to get a hold of us. Or call your individual fire station in the southern part of the county.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Dwayne Hendrickson, my guest this morning here on KQWC, as we're talking all about this vote for EMS coming up on November 5th, and the polls will be open that day, just like the other polling sites, from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. that day. So, Dwayne, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me here.
Absolutely. Dwayne Hendrickson, our guest on KQWC. The time now, 8:46. Current temperature stands at 49 degrees here at Radio.